Let's get to work here indeed. Hello once again and welcome to Article 5 Live, coming to you live this fine Sunday evening, the last day of February 2021. What I want to start talking about tonight is President Trump and his appearance at CPAC. I thought it was outstanding, personally, by and large. About 85% of it was absolutely on point and absolutely wonderfully reminding of what it used to be to have a real president. Three times in my time on this little blue ball, we've had a real president. First time was in 1960. Had his head blown off by the CIA. Second time was in 1980. Was rendered ineffective by a split Congress. By and large, ineffective, but miraculous things happened anyway. And then, of course, the 45th president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, was rendered largely ineffective due to insubordination, criminal activity, and traitorous opposition from his own party, by and large, is the cause of Mr. Trump's lack of effectiveness, although if I were to go down the litany of all the wonderful things Mr. Trump accomplished in his one term as president, that's all we'd be talking about, because from making peace in the Middle East instead of war, and as you know, and as the ticker said for the start of this broadcast, it didn't take 3 weeks before Biden's puppets started the murderous wars again in the Middle East. You know, bomb in Syria, all already, Iran, we're going to war. Now, some of you may think they're okay with that. I'm not. Even the first Gulf War, back when Daddy Bush, the former CIA head, said, yeah, it's time for the New World Order. We're going to war over the Middle East, you know? I wasn't on board. But, you know, when our people are over there risking their lives, you want them to win. So it puts a patriot in a very, very disconcerting position when the globalists have control of your military and they want you as a nation to sacrifice blood treasure to keep the military-industrial complex healthy. They don't give a damn about whether people are healthy or not. No, the military-industrial complex, which enriches the multinational corporate cabal that runs this little blue ball behind me, that is their main concern. So now that we find us in the era of Chairman Biden, his globalist puppet masters, the multinational corporate heads, Bill Gates and company, and other people, you can go down the list, These are the people that are in control. These are the people that made sure the election went the way it did. Or not, better put, not the election, but the counting of the votes went the way it did, because the people that I speak of could not afford to have another term of Donald J. Trump, the real president of the United States. That was unacceptable to them. And they went to very great lengths to gaslight the entire planet and try to convince them that the criminal Joseph R. Biden is actually a duly elected president of the United States, which is absolutely a falsehood. And anybody that has half a brain or more knows this. The left is so evil and so full of avarice that they will likely crumble under their own weight as they go after each other. Because, you know, here's the thing. You and I and most of this audience are over the Trump thing. It's time to move on. But the left and their puppets and their ignoramuses that follow mainstream corporate media can't move on. They think that it's still all about Trump, because after all, 80 million evil Trump supporters, they have to change our minds, and they're not going to be satisfied. See, totalitarians are not satisfied unless not only you obey their orders, but you must believe you're doing the right thing when you obey their orders. That's how psychopathic they are. And they have a bunch of idiots convinced. Bunch of morons think that that's what we ought to do, what the New World Order wants. And so, hang on just a second. Anyhow, sorry about that interruption. Now, let me talk a little bit about Trump's speech today, since we have a heckler here from Twitter twatter here. The twats on Twitter are twatting around. I want to talk to you about, I was listening to, it was good to see President Trump. He looked well. He looked rested. He looked good. And I tell you, I was enjoying the speech. You know, I've heard most of it before, just like the rest of us, until he got to the logistics about the V word. And I thought, you know, if you weren't so bullheaded, President Trump, you'd still be in the White House. You bought the nonsense, hook, line, and sinker, thinking that you could come to our rescue with your wonderfully planned logistics and management skills, which you do possess, but they don't work in the face of a created emergency, one that has been planned for decades, one that there's been movies made about ahead of time that forecast every single thing, including the lockdowns, that has been, these psychopaths can't help but tell you what they're going to do to you before they do it. That's part of their game. They think they're so damn smart. They're going to tell you what they're going to do to you. Do it. Then you're going to like it. Okay. Now, Mr. Trump fell for this crap. And that's why he's not in office right now. Frankly, there's two things. And if he would have addressed either one of them, he could have got away with the other one. The main one is all the stuff I just talked about and try to stay on the air, because, you know, if I use specific words, they're going to, give me a strike. The other thing is big tech. had he been on board and not so egotistical, he told his advisors, oh, they'll never block me. How's that working out for you, Mr. Trump? Haven't seen you on Twitter lately. If we would have addressed big tech somewhere around 2018, even with all the fraudulent mail-in ballots, the left would not have been able to count the election the way they did. Because we would have had a voice, we meaning people that support America, people that are good people that are thinking people, people that haven't been brainwashed by their Marxist professors and the ilk. So, you know, it's partially Trump's fault. But yet he is but a man. He is not a God. He is not our savior. He is not a messiah. He's a good-hearted billionaire, which are few and far between, perhaps. I don't know very many billionaires, but I feel as if I know Trump, and I feel as if he is a good man. Ultimately, the Almighty is the judge of these things, obviously, but, you know, his actions obviously show his heart condition. He really does love America. He really does love you and I. And he tried to do the right thing. Now, he ultimately failed because the two biggest challenges that were thrown at him, he did not address one of them, and he addressed the one, he fell into the enemy's trap on the other one. Other than that, I have next to zero complaints about the 45th president of the United States. And I'm here to tell you right now, he teased about running in 2024. If Donald John Trump runs for president in 2024, he has my full-throated endorsement, and I will do everything humanly possible in my power to affect his reelection then, even in spite of the two major problems I perceive with his presidency. Because you know what? Even more important than the fact that he is not president due to his own oversight of big tech and falling for the enemy's plan, you know, plandemic, and trying to be our hero by coming up and even bragged about it again today. Oh, I did 9 months and it took any other president 5 years. Well, that's because they do things called testing. And every other time they've tested an mRNA thingamajigger, guess what? All the animals died. Every one of them. Now, maybe this thing's safe, but I doubt it. And I think they're covering up all the damage it's doing. And who knows? It's going to be another thalidomide in 5 years. People are going to be dropping dead right and left from the common cold and any other thing. Because the C virus is a cold virus. And this thing it does with the proteins is supposed to create autoimmune or hypersensitivity to trigger an immune. So you get a cold, your immune system's going to try and kill your ass. That's one of the fears about this DVOC-19 shot in the arm. Now, I'm no expert, but, you know, the current events have caused an awful lot of us to do an awful lot of research on such things. And particularly the research from the PhDs and the virologists and all the medical professionals that they don't want you to hear. That's the people you need to be listening to, not these idiots on the frickin' news. So, that is a big deal that our president, the duly elected president of the United States, twice, I might add, fell for all this hype over this thing that there's very, very, very smart people that claim that it doesn't even really exist. They've never actually isolated it. You do realize that, right? The big C word's never been isolated. So says John Rappaport, nomorefakenews.com. He puts out an article a day on his stuff. John Rappaport's been chasing down this medical fraud stuff for 35 years. He used to be on 2020 and 60 Minutes whenever the left was against Big Pharma. Remember that? Rappaport used to be their hero. Now they want to kill old John Rappaport for what he's saying. And what you got to love about Rappaport is he don't give a crap. You know, he's 80-something years old. He says whatever he wants. He is owned by no one. And he doesn't care about fame, fortune, none of that stuff. He cares about getting the truth out there. NoMoreFakeNews.com. Check out. If you don't think I'm telling you the truth about all this stuff, you go ahead and check out NoMoreFakeNews.com. Another guy that's way smarter than just about anybody I know. I'm not saying he's right about everything he talks about, but David Icke will tell you. He is 100% certain that they have never isolated this SARS-CoV-19 virus, SARS-CoV-2, whatever the hell it's really called. It's never been isolated. You realize that? Yeah, this is all a big game. Are people dying with that diagnosis? Oh, hell yeah. Because there's been people that fell out of an airplane, their parachute didn't open, and they died of COVID-19. You got to realize that, okay? And every other thing. And nobody's dying from the flu. Nobody's dying from heart attacks. Nobody's dying from stroke. Nobody's dying from emphysema. Nobody's dying from other respiratory ailments, pneumonia, you name it. All those deaths have plummeted down to nothing. Yet we're supposed to believe that 500,000 people have died from the big C. Well, we would believe that, you SOBs, if you would show us the 500,000 increase in overall death in the United States. But that doesn't exist. The same amount of people or less per capita have died since the good old C came along. Not about you, but, you know, I went to public school when they still taught arithmetic. And I can do division and subtraction. And guess what? If you can do the big four, you know, add up, subtraction, multiplication, and division, you know that they're full of crap with their figures. And they even admit it. But yet, here we are, walking around like a bunch of idiots with our masks on. Now, why are we walking around? It's not because we don't know it's BS. It's because people don't like confrontation. The people that are working are told by their employers, you will wear a mask or you will not have a job. People want to go into businesses and do business, and they don't want confrontation. So, since they don't want confrontation, they go ahead and put it on. I've been doing the same thing because you know what? We lost this argument, you guys. We lost the argument, just like we lost so many other common sense arguments in the past, because Republicans / conservatives, whatever the hell you want to call us, we do not like confrontation. See, and Trump said it today. We're not vicious like the left is. We're too nice. We don't want confrontation. We don't want people not to like us just because we said something that rubs them the wrong way. We'd rather keep our mouths shut and keep our beliefs to ourselves and go on about our lives in peace. You know? And for the most part, I agree with that, except for we're at war. We are occupied as a nation by the enemy right now. The puppet masters that run Chairman Biden are not our friends. So the question, you know, lots of Christians turn their Christianity into pacifism. Well, you should turn the other cheek. I don't know about you folks, but I'm fresh out of cheeks. Every single cheek has been abused multiple times by our enemy. Now, there's a Christian argument against that. Well, you should be long-suffering, and you should get smacked around a billion times, you know, because God has your six. And sure enough, I believe the Almighty has my six. But I'll tell you something. I also believe that if we're not willing to help our, I don't know about your God, but my God will only do for me what I'm not able to do for myself. Because if I'm able to do it and I don't, guess what? It ain't going to get done by God. It's the old, yeah, God will move mountains, but you better bring a shovel. Because if you're not participating in your own efforts to make something righteous happen, it ain't going to happen. You can sit there in the closet starving for a chili dog, hoping it'll squirt through the keyhole. But guess what? If you don't get out of the closet and go out in there and get you a chili dog, you ain't gonna get nothing to eat. All right? Pray all you want. You don't get off your ass, you ain't getting nothing. Same thing goes for this nation and all the blessings that were bestowed upon this nation, which we in turn, as a nation, culturally, have traditionally shared these blessings with the entire world, those people that would have it. And even if you go into the Bush era, they force blessings on people. That's at least what they think they're doing, you know, all this nation building crap. It's all a cover for a new world order. I'm smarter than you. I'm better than you. I know better than you. So, you know, here we're going to force our ways on you. How's that working out for us? 20 years later, we still have a war going on in Afghanistan. I think that's a world record for any length of war in Western civilization. No, it's just 7 years of war, I know. But listen, it's a record for this nation because World War II only took, what, 2.5 years, 3.5 years of our involvement somewhere around there before we're done with it. Now, of course, if you count the Korean War, which is still going on, by the way, there's, you know, I don't count that because it's not, you know, it's under armistice, which is peacetime, essentially. So I didn't mean to get off on the war thing too much, except that Chairman Biden is approving airstrikes at the command of his puppet masters, flaring up all the tensions in the Middle East that our real president, Donald J. Trump, spent the last 4 years trying to quell all that nonsense over there without trying to tell them how they need to live their lives. Just stop killing people. That was the point. Do whatever you want. Worship whatever false god you want, but don't kill everybody around the world because of it, right? That's the way I see it. So overall, the speech was great. I wish he would wise up when it comes to the vaccine stuff. I really do. Basically, the real president of the United States, Donald J. Trump, is a freaking moron when it comes to that subject. I'm sorry. It's just true. I don't understand that because he's brilliant in so many ways. That way he is strangely blind. And it cost him the White House. Because had he got a hold of that situation for what it really is. Early on, like his instinct told him to, and he said, we're going to reopen all the churches by Easter. Had he done what he can as a president, i.e. stand down the national emergency and threaten to take away funds from all the states who didn't do the same. Had he done that, they wouldn't have been able to get away with the mail-in ballot scam and all the counting BS that ensued afterwards. Wouldn't happen. Because, like he said in the speech today, famous pollster has been doing it for 40 years, told the president, hey, all you need, 66 million, you're home free. They admit he got 75 million, 9 million more than what he needed to be home free. But yet he lost, and everybody on his coattails won. And he got 11 million more votes than any other incumbent president in the history of the United States. Yet we're supposed to believe that Biden somehow got 80 million votes. It's so fucking ridiculous. It's unbelievable. Yet there are idiots that believe this. Now, it's not the people that you see on TV that say Biden won the election. They know what the truth is. They're just shysters. But the worshipers on the left know what the truth is. No, they don't know. The worshipers on the left, don't know what the truth is. They believe all the propaganda that's being fed them by corporate media, corporate legacy media, feeding them lies. They believe that crap. Now, they're even more pitiful than all the maskies. All the maskers out there wearing 2, 3, 4 masks, thinking the more masks that I wear, the more virtuous I am. When the truth of the matter is, had we gone about our business normally, none of the crap that's going on right now that they're getting away with would be happening at all. But they successfully scared the crap out of enough of us for long enough that they got away with the biggest heist in the history of humankind. And now, welcome to the Great Tribulation as a result of that. Because you know what? We participate in when that happens. And with our stupidity, in our gullibility, in our lack of courage, we now are in probably the great tribulation. Now, some might say it's a good thing, you know, and all this nonsense. But a lot of people is going to die. They didn't need to. So it's a sad thing, but I think that I will not stop fighting. And like I said before, Donald J. Trump has my full-throated endorsement. If he chooses to run for president again in 2024, I think he's a fine man, a wonderfully brilliant man in many ways, except for the two that I've already, you know, laid out for you, for you idiots that think we worship Trump. We don't worship anything but the Almighty, but we do value the truth. So we tell you, yeah, just about everything Trump did was right on the money. And, you know, Biden and his puppet masters are systematically undoing every good thing that was ever happened in this country since Ronald Reagan. And you Democrats, that ought to scare the crap out of you, because you know what it means for you? It means poverty. It means lack of being able to provide for your own families. Or if you don't have a family, don't give a shit about that. You're not going to be able to provide for yourself, you selfish sons of guns. Congratulations. But at least, you know, hey, Trump won't be tweeting anymore. So, you know, there's that. Okay. Yeah, I've made those points before, but they're good enough points to make more than once. And I'm not talking to my faithful friends in this audience that have listened to me for years and know that I saw all this coming down the pike ahead of time and been warned about shit forever, that you better do this. You better get rid of these monsters. Every 2 years, we have the opportunity to get rid of 468 of these a-holes that are ruining our lives. And what do? We reelect 93-94% of them every single time. Because, you know, even though I don't like your congressman or senator, I'm going to keep mine. Which brings me to the title, to comment on the title of the program tonight, you know, the Party of Trump. It is the Party of Trump now. The Republican Party has effectively been taken over by people who support Donald J. Trump. And that is still alive and well, even after everything we just discussed. So the media doesn't want you to believe that, including even and especially things like Fox News and Newsmax. I watched about 11, 12 minutes of Fox News today for the first time in months and months. And they had Jillian Turner on there, the former Obama era operative. Oh, yeah, she served George W. Bush, too. Oh, that's better, huh? Yeah, and you know, she's calmed her anti-Trump supporter rhetoric a bit. They cloak their disdain for you and I in, you know, what do you call that? Passive aggressive type questions, commentary to their, you know, panels. It's so nauseating. And people that fall for that crap and listen to that and think that that's news. Come on, man. Steal one from old Joe there. Come on, man. Stop listening to the bull. Newsmax, that John Bachman is the most obnoxious piece of sardonic crap I've ever seen. He's worse than all the ones on Fox. He always gets that, I can't think of his name, Halperin on there, who is even worse. And they're good buddies. They're both Democrats. And Bachman is always making sure that he states with specificity, whatever that word is, you guys. Usually I can say it, not tonight. That Newsmax recognizes that all the legal options were exercised, and we believe that, you know, Joseph Biden is the duly elected president, and But Trump still insists that it wasn't a fair election. We believe it was a free and fair election and all that crap. And make sure they hear that. And make sure you say it. Not only that, but look at his sardonic smile anytime he talks about the possibility of you know, Trump being kicked out of the leadership position in the Republican Party or anything along those kind of lines. I can't stand watching even Newsmax. It's just, it's not news. It's garbage. Even Stinchfield, in his commentary, said we lost the election. That's just utter crap. We lost the election count. We didn't lose the election. Harkening back to Joseph Stalin's, you know, famous statement, it's not who votes that counts, it's who counts the votes. Yes, that is our problem here in the formerly great country known as these United States of America. We don't have a problem of people who support our country. We have a problem of a system of voting where the counting of the votes takes place in a clandestine and, irresponsible at best, and absolutely criminal at worst manner. And this election cycle was the worst in the history of elections, probably anywhere, including all the totalitarian nations that only had one party. Because when you have one party, there's no choice. You know, you're going to the gulag if you don't put your name down for the dictator. We're not quite there yet, but we might as well be. So it's ludicrous to believe that this is somehow going to fix itself before the next election cycle. This is the problem we face. Because if you look at a logarithmic curve of election fraud, you start and it goes along the bottom, gradually increasing. And in the year 2000, it started going exponentially, rocket shipping up. And we're up here on the curve, on that exponential curve right now, somewhere in the last cycle at 2020 of the fraud and the counting failures and all, kind of add it all up together, a dozen different ways that things that were wrong with this previous election. And as thinking human beings, we are supposed to think that somehow miraculously that's going to fix itself. And, you know, next time it'll be honest. Really? That's not the trend line. Trust me on that. Because even though everybody knows what happened last November 3rd, January 5th came along, and they stole that one too in exactly the same way. So as everybody settles in to acceptance of the new reality of the puppet Chairman Biden, the sting of all that fades a bit for most people, because you know what? You got stuff to worry about, like putting food on the table, which is going to become very challenging before the next election cycle. You got Bill Gates buying up all the farmland in the United States. What's that all about? Well, we won't go down that rabbit hole right now, but that's something you ought to be thinking about. Why would Bill Gates be buying all the farmland? Because, you know, Nestle's got control of all the fresh water in the world. And you get Bill Gates in control of all the food. Yeah, it's all about totalitarianism, exactly what it's about. But I digress. Trying to say that what happened last January 5th in Georgia isn't going to get any better in November of 2022. You know why it's not going to get any better? Because people like you and me have lives. And we don't have George Soros writing us checks to be activists like the left does. So as a result of that, you and I have to go out and earn a living and take care of our families. And we don't have the time it takes to be the activists it takes to change the things that need to be changed in our system that would cause the next election to be fair. So my prognosis as a result of what I just said is obviously not that good, because I don't have faith in my patriot brethren that they have. I don't have the faith that they have the time to neglect their jobs and their families in order to do enough activism at the ground level, because they beat us in our neighborhoods. You know, Washington, D.C. has been crooked for the last 70, 80 years, or maybe even longer. They beat us in our neighborhoods, in our towns, in our counties, in our states, in little governments that we don't pay any attention to because it's not as exciting and sexy as, you know, the presidency that gets all the attention. You know, the local politicians aren't, you know, billionaire celebrities. They're just small-time crooks. This goes for, Deborah, this goes for all the, you know, lawyers that turn judges too in the courts system. So don't you worry. I'm not just picking on legislatures and presidents. In other words, it's all three branches of government are rotten right straight to the core. And, you know, I'd laugh at Trump on his speech here. You know, he's praising himself for putting those judges in, although he was much lighter on that this time. He didn't he didn't go down that same line of, oh yeah, we got three justices in the Supreme Court. He did mention it in passing, but he didn't emphasize it. And then later on in his speech, he hammered the crap out of the Supreme Court for not doing the right thing. And that's exactly what he should have done, because they lack courage. I would argue they lack more than just courage. I argue they would lack character and integrity, not just courage. The last two justices that we put in there might as well be Democrats. And George W. Bush, appointing of John Roberts, that guy needs to be impeached. So we got problems in the Supreme Court, big time. They should have took that lady from Florida, I forget her name, instead of Coney Barrett. Because Coney Barrett is for red flag laws. She is for coronavirus lockdowns and all that kind of stuff. And that should have been, no pun intended, a red flag for President Trump. Although this mistake wasn't nearly as critical on his part. You know, trusting the Heritage Foundation. We've been told by Rush, and God bless him and rest in peace, Rush, that, you know, the Heritage Foundation is wonderful all these decades and all that stuff. Well, that's who picked all these judges who went against Trump in this, in all these cases against the courts, that they weren't even going to hear the evidence. These are Heritage Foundation judges, and it gives the left plausible deniability. Isn't that brilliant? Because now President Trump's own judges that he put in there rule against hearing the unfairness cases in the previous election counting. Isn't that special? And I warned you guys ahead of time. Well, not ahead of the election, but shortly after the election, if you go back in the archives, you'll hear me talking about that. Oh, how handy. He listens to Mitch McConnell and the Heritage Foundation of every judge to pick. And they turn out, when the chips are down and all the cards are on the table and we're all in this game of poker called, you know, politics, that's when they fail us. Wouldn't matter all the piddly crap little decisions, whether they make them or not correctly. But this big one, that's all them. It's for all the marbles. Yeah. Oh, we're not gonna roll on that. Yeah. So here we are. Our election system has totally failed. And the mechanisms in place to correct that through various branches of the United States government have failed to do the right thing. So the reason I never thought we'd ever actually be here is because I always believed that the military would never allow this to happen, but they have. And the reasons are many, and most of it is, if you recall, during the Obama administration, he systematically removed all the battle-hardened generals and replace them with political activist types. So as a result, much of the command structure of the United States military are a wholly owned subsidiary of the globalist cabal that we are occupied by, that assisted in the counting exercise that installed the wrong president. I did not see that one coming, and I'll be the first to tell you. I always thought that the heroes, the beautiful, wonderful people that sacrifice much of their lives had our six, and many of the rank and file do, but many of them don't possess the big picture knowledge to realize the gravity of what's happening in our nation right now. And that is a systematic and deliberate failure of our education system. That phenomenon I just described is a result of the systematic and deliberate, not just failure of our education system, but deliberate sabotage of our educational system in this country. I'm probably one of the last generation. And that, you know, I'm a tail end of a baby boomer. Maybe Gen Xers got some benefit of good public schooling when it comes to current events, when it comes to civics, when it comes to, you know, what the government's supposed to do and what it's not supposed to do. I was taught all that stuff in school. They don't teach that anymore. And you know what? Most of the rank and file military are 18 to 24 years old, which means when they went to school, they weren't taught what they were supposed to be taught. I had enough patriotism in many cases to join the military anyway, but truth be known, many people join the military because of the benefits, and there's nothing wrong with that. We should reward our veterans who are willing to put their frickin' lives on the line for us, no matter what their motivation is. I don't really care. So I'm not blaming them. I'm looking big picture here. The big picture is, many of the military do not realize, and they suffer from the same thing organizationally that the rest of us in this country do. We would have the power still if we all decide all at once to, you know, stop sending our money to Washington, D.C. They'd be, what are they going to do about it? But the problem is, everybody's too afraid to make that first move. You know, I'm not going to be the first one to quit paying my taxes. Then they come after my ass and everybody else is going to laugh at me. That's the same thing in the military. They're not going to say, hey, this order's unconstitutional. Yeah, and then you're going to the brig and everybody's going to laugh at you. I get it. That doesn't mean what I said isn't true, though. It just means we have a big problem. I don't have a solution, you guys. But I will tell you this. I ain't giving up. I'm not going to stop fighting for what's right in this country. And I'm not going to stop telling the truth. If I up and disappear, you know what they did. Cause you know, I heard 300 more that were around in DC on the 6th of January are now in custody. See, anybody that's a patriot has a big mouth is, you know, in danger in one form or another. So, you know, I was on the radio for 5 years and I've been doing this for, you know, since I got off the radio and I hope I hope I attract their attention, but I got to prepare myself for the reality that I might have. But this isn't about me. This is about the big picture, like I said. The big picture. See that little blue ball back there? One world government. Welcome to it. You got little rebellions springing up here and there. Switzerland the other day said no more vaccinations. Australia is quit a certain kind because it was giving everybody a positive HIV test. Various different countries have said, you know, nope. India, for one. Nope. Don't want your, I forget which company, but one of the big four or whatever, their version of the, you know, the poison shot is banned in India. That's a lot of people. What is that? 2.5 billion people or something like that over there in India. That's a big deal. So there are little victories. The globalist great resetters are not winning every single battle. Largely, the eagle has been, you know, declawed, the eagle meaning the United States. So now we whimper along as the globalists take control, and as freedom is lost, as liberty is gone, and people are in fear and don't have enough courage to do much about it, which is what happens anytime to freedom in history, that it's tried to dominate. It eventually ends up with the psychopathic totalitarians seizing control. Because you've heard about the cycle, you know, from revolution back down to enslavement. You know, it goes, what does it go? It goes slave, revolution, independence, liberty, freedom, prosperity, apathy, ignorance and apathy, and then back into slavery. Well, we're in the later stages of the ignorance and apathy, and we're about ready to get back into the slavery. That's where we are in that cycle as a nation, unfortunately. So Pfizer jab is the one banned in India. Thank you, Deborah. So many of you don't, you know, hey, you know, if you've taken the COVID jab and you think it's the good thing, you know, good for you. You know, I hope everything works out all right. Just let's get back to you in 5 years and see if we have a similar situation as to how many people are dropping dead from it from other reasons, similar to the thalidomide or the swine flu nonsense of the 70s, or all the stuff that, you know, corporate media, corporate legacy media tends to cover up. You know, everybody, it's like Trump did say, he didn't say it today, but he should have, you know, when he was pushing this vaccine stuff during his presidency, he was saying, but it's a choice. You should be able to take it or not. You know what? I think Big Pharma can keep all their experimental, biological agents. You know, they could choke on them. And, you know, if I get sick with, Devoc 19, how about some HCQ? I'll take the HCQ. Thank you very much. $10. Get over that stuff right away, if that virus even exists. Go to nomorefakenews.com and see what you think about the writings there. Or, you know, visit David Icke's videos and the like. These guys are a hell of a lot smarter than me, and they got a lot more research and time and hours, you know, hundreds of hours of research into finding the truth on these things. I don't know who to believe, but even if the thing is real, the reaction is just a plan to do what they're doing. Okay. You understand what I mean? It's like, it doesn't really matter if those guys are right or not about that, you know, important detail, because the bigger problem is what the fear that has been created over this has allowed the globalists to do to us. It's even more tragic than losing our duly elected president to voter counting, our vote counting. Because this is even more threatening than that. You know, I don't like to talk about all the Lulu stuff because, you know, it turns people off. But I'm going to tell you what. Alex is right. These globalists are anti-human. They want to replace carbon-based life, i.e. human beings, with silicon-based life. And I put the quotes around life because IA isn't life. Or AI isn't life. But they think it is. They want to upload their consciousness, you know, to the great computer in the heavens or whatever. These people are absolutely bug crazy. Batch crazy. And they've got all the money and power. And they've got you scared and on the run. And they're getting away with their absolutely dastardly plans to pare down the human herd to 500 million, like the Georgia guys don't say they want to do it. See, they're so friggin' egotistical. They tell you what they're going to do to you before they do it. And then after they get away with it, if you're not savvy enough about what they've done, they start bragging about it, just like a serial killer does. That's how a serial killer gets caught. I know I make these points before, but they bear make be made again. So, you know, the prognosis is not that healthy for us, you know? Doesn't look good. You know, I was hoping that now I'm getting a little older. I was going to have, you know, however long the Almighty allows me to have, you know, in peace and in fairly good health and all that stuff. I don't want to have to fight. I don't want to have to be, you know, at odds with everything and everybody that is in control. Doesn't look like I have much choice, though. Because, you know, guys like me are always told, you know, 20 years ago, I'm complaining about RFID chips in you know, tracking us. I'm labeled as a crazy man. Oh, you're just paranoid. Nobody's trying to track you. Now we willingly give them all our information. Now they're putting all that kind of stuff, little nanotechnology stuff, in these things they put in your arm, you know, that are called a thing that they're not, because of a disease that's not really that deadly. In fact, the flu that disappeared in the last couple of years is, you know, more deadly, or just as deadly. Because what they're putting in your body is not what they say it is, and it doesn't do what they say it is. And they're so damn arrogant to even tell you, well, take the shot, but you're still going to have to wear two masks, stick the swab up your butt, and not going to be able to fly unless you take the shot and you can prove it. Or you can't travel. But you take that shot and you take two of them. Now it looks like you have to take one or two or five every year. Because this is never going away, they say. And, you know, you're still going to have to wear the mask, and you're still going to have to social distance, and we're never opening your church back up, and you're never going to be able to go to ball games and concerts unless you have the shots. And people are going to do it. And the people that aren't going to do it are going to be forced into, I don't know, hiding, Mad Max world, I don't know, Hunger Games. You name all the movies they made to tell us what they're going to do to us. And it's all largely because my favorite president in history made the biggest mistake of his life, falling for all the BS because he thought he could be a medical hero as a president. Bad move, Mr. Trump. We're in deep crap because of that. If you would have followed your instinct to open up the country by Easter and force all the other governors to do the same thing, none of this crap would have been able to happen, at least this time, that we get some weak ass elected in there that they can do that to. But I'm surprised that you're not more savvy, Mr. Trump, about what they're doing. Because every other thing that you've done, except not Act on Big Tech has been absolutely excellent, right in the interest of the American people and by extension, the world, because as America goes, so does the rest of the world, because we are the de facto leaders, because everybody in Western civilization wants to emulate the freedom, liberty, well, maybe not the governments, but the people want what America has. They may not want to admit, or they want their own brand of it, or they don't want people to have free speech, you know, i.e. England, Canada, and all the other retards. But the thing of it is, they still are shocked of what's happened to us, because they know if we fall, they fall. And we're fallen as a nation, because our system, our executive branch has broken down. Our judicial branch is broken down. Our legislative branch sure as hell is broken, been broken for decades. And all the supporting bureaucracies are filled with sellouts, criminals, spineless people, and downright evil people. And some good people that are fighting them, but I think they're the minority. So we are a fallen nation. Our experiment in self-governance has failed officially as a result of what happened in the past few months. It brings me no pleasure to announce that. But if you don't realize that, there is no chance to do anything about it. If you still cling to the this saying, trust, trust the man, not the plan. That's the new one from the drop boards. Trust the man, not the plan. And it could take longer than March. Now we're looking at June. Then we'll be looking at, you know, Christmas. And then we'll be looking at the next election. And then we'll be looking at, you know, 4 years down the road, because the people that were taken in by the PSYOP will not admit they were wrong. Even some people in this audience have, you know, gone away because they don't like me saying that. I presumably. But I owe you the truth as I see it. So that's what I'm delivering to you. Hey, listen, I hope that I'm wrong and the military is really in control and Steve Pachinik was right and all this kind of stuff's going to happen. You saw President Trump's speech today. Do you think he was lying to you this time just to cover things up along those lines? You people, you know who I'm talking about. The 17th letter in the alphabet people. You think Trump was lying to you today just to cover it all up? And really everything's going to happen just like they said? I hope so. I don't see it because I don't think Trump's a liar. Not, he doesn't lie about stuff like that. When he does lie, he lies about little crap that don't matter. They aggrandize himself or, you know, fudge the truth about how successful this thing was or that thing. You know, he's a human being. He ain't perfect. Not condoning that behavior, but I don't know anybody who hasn't done it either. So, you know, that's the least of my worries about Trump is braggadocio and all that kind of stuff. Because you know what? He tried his damnedest. He got beat. But that's the problem with putting a neophyte in control of things. You see, you can't be an expert on every subject. And obviously Donald Trump is not, especially medical expert. He's like the worst on that. Big tech, he's not so much of an expert there either, because look what happened there. But how to run the nation? Yeah, he did a fine job. He's probably got more done than any other president in one term ever in history. Yeah, he's that good. But he failed us on the big stuff. So the question remains, do you support Donald Trump 2024? Or you trust the man and the military's in control and, you know, we're not going to have to worry about that because he's still the president of the American Republic. Meanwhile, Chairman Joe there is just the CEO of the American corporation, which is defunct. Now, let's say all that's true. I don't really believe that. I wish it was true. But let's say that Nasera Jacera stuff's true. Well, how many people are going to die while we wait for these people to implement the plan, whatever the hell that is, okay? How much of our economy is going to go straight to hell? How much of our energy production? You know, is gas going to be $6, $7 an hour? And then they're going to decide, okay, now it's time to do the plan. You know, what in the hell are they waiting for is my point. Now we're killing people in Syria, starting a freaking war over there where there wasn't one. How, you know, if you got a plan, now's the time to go ahead and take, you know, if the military, if you're in charge, now's the time. Let's get rid of the criminals and start arresting people and put Trump back where he belongs. If that's what's going on, hey, let's get to getting. See, the problem is, it's not happening like that. Now, there may be a blend of things that happen. It may be that some people have that are in control to do something about all this tragedy that's happened lately might have some kind of a come to Jesus moment and think, you know what, I'm going to hear that case. I'm going to let the people of this country parse this evidence out so we can prove that, you know, the election was counted wrong. And if enough of that happens, maybe there's something that can be done. I don't know. And then if so, then all the 17th letter of the alphabet people will be going, see, I told you, trust the plan. Okay, I don't know. But, and Pechenik doesn't claim to be one of those 17th letter of the alphabet guys, but all the stuff he's saying is coming down from all that stuff. And like, there's been people in this audience, guests on the show and everything, that have been saying the same stuff, but they say, oh, I'm not one of those followers, but yet all the stuff they're saying is coming from there. And they say, no, it's not. And all the people that say that stuff say, well, it's not one of this, but if you go and read that stuff, that's where it's coming from. So I don't know what to say about all that stuff. I hope I'm wrong. Prove me wrong. 17th letter of the alphabet people. Prove me wrong as your shaman, Jake. Jake the Q shaman, as he tweets like a birdie, anything they want him to say, so they'll give him his, you know, non-GMO food there in the federal penitentiary. I'm not laughing at you, Jake. Probably stick my ass right next to you before too long. Anyhow, on that bright note, let's listen to the Brown Report. And hope that I don't lose my video. Actually, I'm going to wait till the end of the show for that in case I do lose my video. Let's go through some of your wonderful comments. And thank you so much, all you people. I want to acknowledge Mr. Producer Dale's here. Mike, as always, you're great. Glad you're there. Lisa Kelly, thanks for being there. Voodoo God, where did you go? When you found out that I didn't, I'll put it on there for you guys to see. Voodoo God, yes, Biden is the duly elected president. Really? And then Voodoo God says, you're loyal to Trump, not the Constitution or the nation. Oh, there's a brilliant statement. A freaking moron. And then he says, you worship Trump like a god. He said that, as I was telling you about, all the crap and trouble in the world is basically Trump's fault for falling for the nonsense about the DVOC 19 BS. Yeah, I worship Trump like a god. No, you know what? Trump's a man. He screwed up. But I love him and he loves us. And I'll vote for him again because it is way more good there than it is bad, even though we're in deep crap because of him. He had an opportunity to do something about all this stuff and he didn't see it. He said he wanted to be our hero. Well, it's hard to fault a man for wanting to be your hero, even if it's misguided. So there you go. There's our moronic comments for the night from Periscope. So then there's Deborah Schilber. Hi, glad you're there. Lisa Kelly, did I say hi to you? Thanks for being there. And Deborah has been feverishly giving us many comments. Let me pick through here. Yes, people have already died from the vaccine. All right, here's Deborah giving you a link. I'm putting it up for you for a minute here. She says, www.cnbc.com. Investigating the death of a Nebraska man who received COVID vaccine dope. There's a website for you there if you want to copy it out of the chat, you guys, or off the screen, whatever you do. Read up on that. I love it when you guys produce sources in the chat. That's a wonderful thing. Every time you do that, I will share it with everyone who can't necessarily see the chat. But they can see my screen right here. So there you go. Thank you for that one. Mike says the black market will come up with fake proof. I hope so. Sign me up for that stuff. All right. Let's see. Deborah has a big one here. Looks like there's more references to what. Yes, Deborah's given us more information. So go ahead and copy and paste this. Even if you take the vaccine, they can't promise you that you won't get it anyway. This is true. That's a point I might not have finished making, you guys. Yeah, they want you to take all these injections, and yet you still have to wear 53 masks and stick a swab up your butt, and you can't travel anywhere unless your cell phone tells you you're okay to. You don't think that's coming. You're crazy. And here's the point that I didn't make about it. It's not going to come from the federal government or even your state government. It's going to come bit by bit by all the multinational corporations, all your airlines. And it is going to come from local government, like public transit. You're not going to be able to go to concerts because the concerts promoters are going to be schmoozed by the big pharma to say, hey, yeah, you want to have events. And it's not even a conspiracy. It doesn't have to be. They're all on the same page. It's all about making. So if the big pharma can pay off all these corporations to have these rules, they don't need government. I've told you before, these corporations are more powerful than your government. Chairman Biden is a puppet of these people. You know, I realize the idiots on the left are okay with that. But even they might wake up to this. There's a chance, a small chance that some of those people are smart enough to wake up to this. I don't know if it's going to happen or not. I'm not a prophet. Don't claim to be. Okay, hopefully you got this stuff if you wanted to copy this from Deborah. Let's see. Who else gave us information? Yeah, there's some collaboration from Deborah. Trump was a great president. Just wish he would have used his powers he had when he had them. I concur 100% with that comment. Deborah, I think she says, JD, 75 million people still stand behind Trump. You know, I believe it's close to 100 million voters, which means probably 2/3 of the American electorate are behind President Trump. And it is the biggest travesty in the history of any election that the loser was installed and the winner was taken out. Unbelievable, you guys. Okay, so now, without further ado, it is toward the end of the program. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and see if I can successfully play the Brown Report for you to see what it says. And you are going to hear it for the first time as I am. If you haven't seen it yet, I haven't seen it yet. We're going to watch it together. So the Brown Report is pretty good, usually. So let's see what he has to say. I hope it's something encouraging because I've been such a downer. I don't mean to be. It's just that the news isn't good, but I did enjoy the Trump speech. And I did belabor the points, you know. Those of you that believe I'm a sycophant for President Trump, I think I might have quelled that belief. Anyway, take a listen.
To C-SPAN to bring you another naive broadcast of the echo chamber getting to their bottom of what happened at the Capitol on January 6th. For the most part, the proceedings attempted to investigate claims based on the Democrats' perception of what happened by spinning outright lies.
Rioters, they're waving Confederate flags, they're hanging nooses on the front lawn, verbally assaulting a Jewish reporter outside the Capitol, saying, "You are cattle today." That refers to cattle cars that were used to transport Jews to Nazi death camps during the Holocaust. This violent attack on the Capitol featured followers from the anti-Semitic QAnon conspiracy theory. So, Mr. Conte, on January 4th, Metro Police Department.
I know plenty of Jewish Q people. Trust me.
The racist anti-Semitic Proud Boys hate group.
For the record, the Proud Boys are not an anti-Semitic white supremacist organization.
So the irony here is that I'm an egalitarian, I'm an anti-racist, I'm a pro-gay, pro-women's rights individual, the same punk rocker I was when I was 18, but now the Nazi skinheads I'm fighting are you social justice warriors.
Hear ye, hear ye.
I started a men's club called the Proud Boys, and we have one caveat, and that is you have to be a Western chauvinist. Now, liberals are lazy, so they hear the word chauvinist and they assume male chauvinist, and that's why I use that word, because they're too lazy to look it up, and it just means a nationalist, a patriot. And you have to think the West is the best. And it exploded.
But much like the Charlottesville hoax,
you had a lot of bad people in the other group too.
This might be today the first time the news networks played those full remarks in their context.
The immigrant children in cages deception, the desperate and bogus impeachments of Donald Trump, or the continuing numerous cover-ups of the Biden crime family, most of the Democrats' case was based on fear-mongering fiction and gaslighting.
In Virginia, we've seen these kind of anti-government extremists take to the streets of Charlottesville in 2017, resulting in the death of Heather Heyer. We see the same kind of
leftist ran over Heather Heyer
on January 6th. I think this is an ongoing
somebody that wasn't a Trump supporter, that's for sure.
National security. This is a real ongoing threat. I can tell you from our intelligence committee that we've seen that many of these groups have connections and ties to anti-government extremist groups in Europe.
The Capitol staff, particularly the custodial staff, is made up of many people of color, particularly men of color, who were targets, obviously, of this racist, bigoted mob. The images of the Confederate flag, of the gallows with the rope and noose, typifies the horrible history of lynching in the South and throughout the country, set deep fear among many of us workers. I myself witnessed when I went down to the Capitol at about 7:30, about 2 to 3 men of color mopping the area, the blood from where the shooting occurred right outside the Capitol. And so I want to know what's being done with these workers that are traumatized and first of all,
well, you mean where they murdered Ashley Babbitt?
There right after this horrific attack.
Nobody that wasn't a Trump supporter died on to begin with. January 6th. That's the truth.
Were trained in biohazards, and so they had all the prerequisite skills to deal with the biohazards. The janitorial staff and the laborers who were vacuuming and cleaning up the glass, they volunteered to do that.
There is still no timetable regarding opening up the Capitol grounds to the taxpayer, but there is plenty of talk about fortified plans for emergency fencing and the installation of bulletproof glass on the 221-year-old building. Meanwhile, fortresses are being built to protect the ongoing madness of the leftist mob, as the New York Post reports. The Minneapolis courthouse, where ex-cop Derek Chauvin will stand trial for murder in the death of George Floyd, is being turned into a veritable fortress. Hennepin County District Court, where jury selection is due to begin March 8th, is being ringed with concrete barriers, security fencing and barbed wire, and a beefed-up security presence that will include the National Guard. John Bound reporting.
Vitamin. Well, 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 indeed. I'm back. Hey, it worked that time. Yeah, that's a great question, Deborah. If you're still there, I put your comment up there. I just want to know why they still have the fence up around the White House. I didn't know there was I don't know if they changed the White House, but I want to remove our wall. What are the Democrats afraid of? I'm curious to know this. I know they have the fence up around the Capitol grounds. I don't know about any fence around the White House that wasn't already there. There's been a fence around the White House since 9/11, I think. But anyhow, the wall, that is a great question. Why are they afraid of? Those of us that went to DC on the 6th got entrapped in a pre-planned takeover of that event by the 20 people or so that were violent, breaking stuff and crapping on the floor and these kinds of things. No one that wasn't a Trump supporter, including the police officers that died of something else later that they said was a fire extinguisher, it's all lies. Okay. But every single person that died on January 6th was a Trump supporter. And the people that caused the trouble were not Trump supporters for the most part. And, there were some QAnon folks in there, like, the Q shaman, but he didn't really do anything except go up there to the podium and say a prayer. He didn't leave immediately when the officer asked him to. He waited 45 seconds for that. They got him on 21 felonies or some stuff. Now he's worried about his GMO food in the state penitentiary over that. He probably shouldn't have got any charges, to be honest with you. He didn't do anything. Now, should have Ashley Babbitt climbed up into a broken window inside of the Capitol trying to get into the Senate area? No, she shouldn't have done that. Should that guy call himself a police officer murdered her for that? Absolutely not. She was no threat. There were armed police officers, a half a dozen of them, within 10 feet of her that could have stopped her if they wanted to. Yet, these a-holes that you just saw on the Brown Report want you to believe that these were white supremacists and anti-Semitics and all these other, groups that were going to kill all the, I got news for you idiots. If half a million of us that were there at the Capitol on January 6th, intention was to take your butts out, I don't know how you would have stopped us, but that wasn't the intention. We were there on the grass singing God Bless America and passing a huge flag around. That's our idea of sending a message to the Republican Party to do the right thing. That's what it was all about. Anybody that says any difference is a lying piece of crap. Anybody who says any different what January 6th was about is a lying piece of filth. I know firsthand. So, it is a very good question indeed. Why is there a fence around the Capitol grounds? Because those of us that are patriots that went to D.C. aren't going to fall for their bull crap again. We're not going to get entrapped in that kind of stuff so they can turn it against everybody that supported Trump like they've done. That ain't going to happen again. So I don't know what the hell they think they're afraid of. But watch out for what they might do. Because we won't be fooled again in that regard. They may set up agents provocateurs dressed up as Trump supporters like they did before and commit some crime just to pin it on all of us who know better to even try it now. So I would look for that. So like everybody else has been saying, March 4th comes around. Stay the hell away from your state capitals. Don't go anywhere near D.C. Tell them people to piss up a rope. We're going to fight them in our city councils. We're going to fight them in our mayoral races. We're going to fight them in our school districts. We're going to fight them in our local precincts and become precinct committee people. We're going to take over our parties on a local level. We're going to get candidates in local government who support the Constitution. We may not be successful. It may be too late. It may not work, but we have to try. March 4th is the date that the media is ginning up of the next time there's going to be a big uprising of Trump supporters because it's the original day of inauguration before they change the Constitution. There's your answer, Deborah. It's all BS, and it's all part of the psyop that they're pulling on everybody. One more point about local government. The most important office is your sheriff's office. The sheriff answers only to the people of his county. He has no other authority above his executive authority to carry out the law. Your local sheriff, if he is not willing to protect your constitutional rights, you need to get that piece of crap out of that most important local office that there is. Over here in Arizona, we have a very unfortunate situation. We have Maricopa County Sheriff who does not support the Constitution. We have one county next door, Pinal County, Sheriff Mark Lamb. He sure as hell does. And so I'm here to tell you, your sheriff means everything. Because Mark Lamb said he's going to, if they try to take our guns from us, he's going to deputize every single able-bodied man and woman in his county and make sure they have a way to defend themselves from that. Now there's a man with a set. That's what we need. People like that in leadership positions. Well, I hope you've got something out of this other than depression, because we will fight these people till our death. The enemy is upon us. The enemy is taking our country over. The sheriff's department is the most important local office. Make sure you have a patriot in your sheriff's office. Get involved in your local politics. It's our only way. See, We lost DC a long time ago. These jackasses beat us in our own neighborhoods. It's a big job. Are we going to do it? I don't know. We're going to try. I hope I have great news for you next week on Article 5 Live. And I will tell you that it's been my honor and pleasure to speak with you for another live broadcast from the radio bunker somewhere in the formerly great state of Arizona, the 48th state of the formerly great United States of America. It was great to see Mr. Trump. He looked well. He looked rested. He looked good. I was encouraged by that. I was encouraged by his fighting spirit. I'm encouraged by his pack that he's starting. He's going to back America First candidates. This is all good stuff, you guys. And we almost have the globalists on the ropes with this nonsense. They can't continue to imprison everybody and get away with it. But God bless you and your family. And we hope we can turn this stuff. Thank you for watching from Germany, Friday 152. God bless you on Twitch. And I'll catch you next week. Same time, same bat channel. God bless you. God bless you wherever you are in the world listening. Thank you once again. I'm JD, your host. And we'll see you next time on Article 5 Live.